It was 1973. I was 14 in September, and it was to go and see Hawkwind, and they were doing what they called the Space Ritual Tour. So Lemmy was still playing bass with them then, and the hit single was Silver Machine. So I'd seen them on Top of the Pops, and really wanted to see the band. Ian, who's a year older than me, said, "We can go, David. I'll get some tickets." And I remember he said, we'll go to the Beecham Hotel for a drink first. Now, I was only 14, so not only was it my first gig, but it was my first underage drink, really. I remember him going up to the bar and buying me a bottle of Newcastle Brown in the Beecham Hotel. And I remember everybody outside of the Winter Gardens. There was a big, what I remember to be a very large crowd outside the Winter Gardens waiting for the doors to open. That was a feature of going to the Winter Gardens, and then was people would get there before the doors opened and would be waiting outside. And I remember feeling very excited about this and a little scared. And then remember going in the hall, and everybody sat down on the floor. It's effectively a dance hall. There were no seats in there, and everybody sat cross-legged on the floor. And we got quite close up to the front. I can't remember if there was a support band, but I remember looking at all the equipment on the stage and feel it was all very sort of painted speakers. It was all very psychedelic. And then Hawkwind came on, and it was loud and it was exciting. and they had a big light show, and they didn't stop between numbers. So they just played for an hour and a half. It felt like 2 hours. And I was just mesmerised by it. And also they were quite close up. And they had a dancer with them, a quite famous dancer with them that used to go around with them, called Stacia. And I learnt later on she was quite famous for dancing naked or topless on stage. So it was my first underage drink, my first naked woman, and some very loud music. It was great.
I saw Hawkwind a few times. And on the one tour, they were experimenting with the word subliminal, subtonic, but very low frequencies. And it actually made you feel physically sick. There were some really deep vibrations coming through.
When I was 12 years old and went to see Hawkwind at Malvern Winter Gardens, which I think for a 12-year-old, it was quite an experience, I have to say. I think my parents were very progressive for letting me go. We'd seen them on Top of the Pops doing Silver Machine, and we were all kind of staring at the screen just thinking, that is just, what an amazing sound. And then they played at Malvern Winter Gardens, and my brothers were going, and I was, oh, please, 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 can I go as well? My parents let me go, only on the proviso that my brothers stayed with me and looked after me. And of course, as soon as we got there, my brothers didn't want to have anything to do with me, quite understandably, because I was 12 years old in a floppy hat, probably wearing a parka, I can't remember. And I remember following them into the bar and being thrown out of the bar, probably quite rightly, really, by this big security guard, who I probably knew years later. And so I went and wandered into the hall where there were all these kind of people in caftans with long hair. It must have been absolutely full of smoke and far more dangerous a place for a 12-year-old to be than in the bar. But I just sat on the floor and stayed there for the rest of the evening, as far as I can remember. And thoroughly, it was a very strange experience. Anybody who went to see the show, it was just quite amazing.